Now, on the trial, when they looked at Oncotype, what they found was very similar findings to the adjuvant lymph node negative trials, where patients had a benefit from chemotherapy if they had a high recurrence score and did not have a benefit if they had a low recurrence score. And they didn't seem to get a benefit from the intermediate recurrence score, even though numerically, I'm always concerned because the numerical difference between the chemo versus no chemo was pretty striking in my mind. And so that recurrence score of 18 to 31, I'd be very careful in the node positive patient population as to how to treat them. But if you have a lower recurrence score based on that data set, it doesn't seem that chemotherapy is going to benefit these patients. Having said that, I think it's important to recognize that these patients are going to have a higher recurrence risk than if they were node negative. So prognosis is worse, but chemotherapy prediction ends up being the same. And that's where I kind of differentiate. So I'm not a proponent of doing Oncotype on every single node positive patient. But I think in postmenopausal women where the trial was based on, I think there we can consider doing it, especially in women that are willing to not get chemotherapy given the limitation of data, because this is not a prospective trial. Now, we have the prospective trial, our expander, it's completed accrual years ago. So I'm hoping that soon we will have the results from that trial.
And of course, the big issue here, as you just mentioned, is really the patient and what the patient's view is. So this lady, 68 years old, so she's certainly not in the very elderly population. What were her thoughts about chemotherapy? And did you talk to her about, even before you sent it, or did you send it and then talk to her?
I always talk to them. I don't want to order Oncotype if I don't discuss it with them. Eric Weiner, years ago, I want to say back in 2005, when all these assays were new, came up with these very nice, clear guidelines as to who we should be doing the assay on. And one of them was, if the patient is biased or if we are biased, we shouldn't be doing the assay. So if I already know what I want to do, then the assay is not going to help me. And if the patient already knows what they want to do, the assay is not going to help them either. So in this patient, and what I usually also do is I discuss the fact that the standard of care for her would be to receive chemotherapy. I think that the chemotherapy benefit would be minimal, maybe moderate at best, and that I think that based on some data which have limitations because it's not a clear prospective trial, that we can order Oncotype as long as we're willing to look at the limitations of the data that we have. And as long as we think that that will help us make decisions. And in this case, like most 68-year-olds, you kind of usually have to convince them to get chemotherapy. And so she was very happy to know that we were going to look at Oncotype and decide in that sense whether to give her chemotherapy or not. And with the results, that definitely helped make that decision.